You're telling me that the Wendish Kingdom was wiped out. All of it. Everything? The Horde arrived there just weeks ago. How is that possible? Oh, gods above. That was the last of the Eastern defenses. Our lands will be next in their path. We need to prepare everything we have. Ugh. There's no time left. And the lords to the south, any word from them yet? Those fucking fools! Our kingdom is the only thing between them and the Horde now, and if they don't see that, how do they expect to hold their own if even we don't survive? Just fuck! I know. Thank you. We do still have the mercenaries and the troops from the Eastern tribes for what precious little it's worth. Don't suppose there's any way we could get father to plead with the Southern lords. Perhaps his words will carry more weight than mine. You already asked him. Of course he won't. The old bastard thinks we're more than prepared. He wouldn't dare beg those peasant lords. But thank you for taking the time to speak to him. I can't even bring myself to say a word to that creature right now. Everywhere I turn, the darkness threatens to swallow our lands. No, it's more than nothing. You have been doing so much lately. Have you eaten today? None of that now. There are refreshments on the sideboard. I insist you partake. No, I have not the appetite. My actions feel like nothing in comparison to yours. You have no idea how much I appreciate all that you've done for this kingdom. And for me. No, I do not jest. You are the greatest advisor this world has ever seen. I guarantee it. If not for your strategy during the skirmish in the hills last year, our forces would have been decimated, and we would be left to defend ourselves with nothing. You saved all of our lives that day. Yet, it is I who received the credit. All I did was execute your plan. The veneration should be yours. Stop demurring. It does not suit you. I know full well that this is your position, but that takes little account of your excellence. You are brilliant, talented, brave, and so very hardworking. You do more for this kingdom in a day, in a breath, than that lazy oaf on the throne could lay claim to in his entire life. Hell, you should be regent, quite frankly. You would make for a winsome and arresting and I beg your pardon. I may have overstepped myself. Look, all that I'm saying is that when that brute finally eats himself to death, and I am regent, you will receive the praise and recompense you are long overdue. You, my consort? That's not that is not the implication. I do suppose I'd make it too easy for you sometimes. Now come. We must turn our attention to what is at hand. Do we have reports about the Horde's whereabouts currently? Some of the scouts. Of course. One day is possible to go one solitary day without losing good men to these beasts. Well, for the scouts that did return, what news? That can't be right. If they were in the Wendish Kingdom recently, then they can't be all the way up there now. And down here? How? They split their forces. They're going to surround us. I don't know how to come about this. Our supplies and men are already spread too thin, but now on two fronts? We can't. There's no way. My kingdom, it will be, I... Everything will be gone, and my people, I've already failed them. It's too late. No, no, no. Listen to me. I need you to listen to me. If the Horde breaches even the westernmost perimeter, you must leave immediately. That is an order. No, I will brook no argument. You need to promise me. You, of all people, you deserve to survive. I need you to promise me. What? Forgive me. I lost myself again. You needn't treat me like a child. You don't have to embrace and pacify me like this. Very well. You may release me now. I apologize once again. That was unbelievably wrong of me. I don't know if I can keep doing this. It seems like this kingdom is content to be slaughtered, and it is just you, me, and the few remaining generals keeping us alive. It's too much. It's too much for me to handle. Even with you by my side. I know I'm too stressed, but what am I to do about it? I don't have time for games. I don't have time to relax. A million things must be done at every waking moment. What do you wish me to do? A man? And then what? Regent or not? Keeping them safe or not, I'm afraid such exploits would be ill-received. The marriage offers mostly ceased the moment Bergen fell. They knew we were next. And the others. Ah, they're the ones whose kingdoms have already fallen. Perhaps it was selfish to ignore those offers. If I had accepted one, perhaps I could have saved a prince. And a prince means a retinue. And a retinue means servants. And I could have saved them too, but instead, I left them to what? A pyre pales in comparison in cruelty to the Horde. Ah. It's so wearisome. Even if I had saved one, for all the good it would have done, it will do little now. Destruction hangs above us all. It may be doomsaying, but every inaction, every misstep, I fail to save another life. You can't be serious. I don't need a gigolo. Now is truly not the time for the people to see their princess rolling in the hay with no abandon. Their faith in me will be crushed just so I can have a night of pleasure. No, please. I respect that you will stop now. There's no need for this drivel. I will be fine. I don't need a man at the moment. Yes, I am stressed, and yes, I did have that outburst, but that does not mean I... What are you doing? Please, please, I beg of you, do not throw yourself at me as some stupid jest. It's not needed at this time. My relief? That is not part of your job. Your job is to advise me, and you have done an incredible job at that, but those duties do not extend as far as servicing me. You surely can't be in earnest about this. You're... You're touching my. You're touching my pussy. Are you truly serious? I see. You are indeed serious. I suppose I can't object if this is what you want. Yes. Yes, your touch does feel good. I still don't understand, but thank you. Your lips feel so soft. Oh, if you insist that I touch you as well. I do love the feel of your chest. Taste of your lips, maybe even more enticing. I feel I must confess something. I may or may not have been craving this for some time now. Yes, I know. But how could I say anything to you, of all people, and in such time? We have been so close, but there was always a tower of matters between us. Despite how badly I wanted to move past them. My position as princess being most troubling of all. It would be seen as incredibly poor taste to pursue a noble of our own court. But there was one night where my desires for you became nearly unbearable. It was a few months ago when the generals called for that emergency meeting in the middle of the night. You arrived as soon as you could, but you came in such a state. I couldn't keep my eyes off you. Oh, they must have interrupted your ablutions. Your hair was damp and tousled. It was frankly startling. There's never a hair out of place with you. And the way your robe clung to your figure in just the right places. In the candlelight, you were mesmerizing. I found myself fixating on your lips. The way the light just flickered over those beautiful, beautiful curves. That little sliver of exposed chest when you moved. The way it stuck to you. Oh, God. All I could think of was peeling the garment off you, tasting the salt of your skin, and hearing you moan under my touch. I do believe some of the other generals at the time had difficulty keeping their gaze in check, but, shall we say they still did a better job than I? I will admit that I pleasured myself to images of you afterward. You've had similar thoughts as well. perhaps the unyielding pressure that's been on us has corrupted our minds. Mm. Oh, you like a little teeth, do you? Like that? Oh, I can't say I mind very much right now. Not with those soft hands on me. Your gentle fingers working my slit is the best thing I've felt in many a month. Oh yes, just like that. Yes. Oh, come closer. Let me feel you too. Your touch is unbearable. Your hands are like magic. Lower. Would you? Feeling with you. Feeling you play with my entrance. This is far, far more than I would have dared to imagine. Oh, your fingers. Oh, they're going in. That's good. Yes. Oh, just like that. I need you. Please give it to me. Oh God, I'm so close. I'm so close. Oh, fuck. Your sleeve. Your sleeve is wet. I'm so sorry. Is this okay? Right, I'm so sorry. And I don't know what to say. Thank you. Thank you for being so tender with me. Yes, I did enjoy it, but my mind is very much scattered right now. I would love to take you right now. I want to feel every inch of your body, but I am spent and I think we should return to our duties. That was an incredible experience, but I can't let my lust for you overtake what is most important. Perhaps we can discuss the events of this night at another time. Yes, I'm sure. I'm very sorry if I said some things that were unbecoming of me or that perhaps led you on, but my judgment was clouded and I simply needed the relief, as you said. And perhaps I should have taken that suggestion. No, truly. It was wrong of me to speak of you so vulgarly and to say those words. I can't let this continue when we have so much more to do. I'm sorry. Thank you for understanding. You're a phenomenal friend. And I am the luckiest princess to ever live for having you with me. But we have more pressing matters to focus on. A medicine to aid me. If you think it will help, then I will gladly drink it. yourself together, stupid, stupid child. You've given into it once. You've nearly let yourself go. Your kingdom is falling to shreds around you. And you can't get this man out of your mind. What are you doing? Okay. Medicine to focus. Deep breaths. Ah, you're back. This? Oh, that smells quite pungent. Are you sure this will help with my concentration? You're taking some too? Oh, if you insist. That is sweeter than I imagined. Stronger too. Thank you for this. Now, let's get back to these maps. Yes, that is another brilliant plan. Oh, I can never doubt the words that come out of you, that gorgeous little mouth of yours. Oh God, I'm so sorry. I don't know why I just said that. I just can't take my eyes off you right now. It's a hot in here. No? I feel very odd right now. This is starting to itch. Maybe if I open a window. Yeah, that might be. Bloody hell. You look so fucking sexy. I'm sorry, I can't deny it. Oh. I want to rip those clothes off you and slam myself onto your hot, hard cock. You want that too, don't you? Hey. Oh fuck, what did you give us? An aphrodisiac! Why would you do that? We have so much we need to do, but all I can think about is ravishing your sexy fucking body. This is what I truly want, is it? I mean, I wasn't holding myself back, I just, we don't have time to do this, to be with each other like this. But you must want this even more than I do, huh? To go this far just so I'd fuck you. Oh, very well, my dear advisor. I will give you exactly what you've been wishing for. Come here. Oh. You want it now, do you? Fine, it's ready for you. I'm going to shove you onto the bed and I'll rip your clothes off and mount you like you're the most coveted stallion in the entire kingdom. Oh yes. Oh yes, look at that bulge. You really want me, don't you? Look at that beautiful cock practically drooling from my wet little cunt. You must have been rock hard for me the entire time your fingers were buried in my pussy. You do so desperately want to feel it inside me, Okay. Just as I promised. Fuck. Oh, I'm gonna give it to you now, just like you want. You want it hard, right? You want your princess to treat you like a two-penny sex toy. But you're no toy. God. Even with your dick lodged so deep inside me, you're the most beautiful fucking man I've ever laid my eyes on. I want every inch of this body to myself. I want to own every grunt, every whimpering little moan that escapes you. I want to hear you lose all that hard-fought self-control. I want all of you. I've wanted all of you for so long, and there's no one in the entire realm I would rather have. That's right. You've wanted to feel this for as long as I have. Go ahead. Thrust your hips up for me. Oh, oh yes. Oh. Oh. You deserve this pleasure even more than I do. I'll make you come so fucking hard. Oh yes. Oh. Oh yes, baby. I want the whole city to hear you screaming tonight. Let them hear you wail for my cunt. Fuck. Oh. Oh, I love your body so much. Oh, the way your form ripples under me. Oh, the sight of your flushed, pleasure-addled face as I bounce on you. Oh, God, it makes me never want to stop fucking you. You like that, do you? Oh, do you like my nails running down your skin, my sweet? Do you like your princess marking you? Oh, listen to those sweet sounds. Now, what happens when I just slip my hands a bit further on? Around that pretty neck of yours? I'm going to go harder now, darling. Okay? Oh, I'm going to push down on that beautiful fucking throat and ride you even faster. Oh, fuck, fuck. Yes, yes. Tell me how good it feels. Tell me how badly you want it. Tell me. Oh, my sweet. You'll have to speak up. I can't hear you over all that mewing. Oh yes. I'll come so hard for you, don't you? Hey? I'm gonna bury your cock in my slick little cunt till we come and you pour that seed deep, deep into my womb. Oh yes. Oh yes, sweets. Yes. I want you to come for me. I want you to give me your air. Yes. Yes. I will claim you as my consort. You want that, right? I could see it in your eyes before. You were hoping I was serious about making you my consort. Well, you don't have to worry any longer. I'll make you the greatest consort this kingdom has ever had. Oh. I love this body so much, I could never have another. I'll take you every single night, and then some. No other man could compare to how perfect you are, to how beautifully you fit inside me, to the way you moan each time I slam my hips down on you. Oh, a little bit of that, huh? What happens when I push down on that? You like that? Oh, fuck, oh, fuck, oh, fuck, I'm so close. I'm so close. Just a little longer. Oh, God, oh, God. I need you to come for me. I need you to come. I need to feel your cock just bursting into me. Don't deny me this. Please, please, I need you. I need you. Oh, God above. I feel like my body is about to fall apart. Are you all right? Here, lay down with me. I think we both need to rest a minute. Let me hold you. That was... I don't have the words for what that was. I didn't hurt you, did I? Oh, maybe a little. Oh, you wanted it harder. Oh, God, I think we may need another potion if you want that. Angry about the drug. All right. No, I'm not angry. Not about that, at least. I am incensed that it took the drug and this much pressure for us, or me to be more honest about my feelings. I can't say I was fully myself at the moment, but I will not deny that every word I said was meant with feeling. Yes. Even about you being my consort. No, it can work. You are of noble blood, and you are one of the most respected people in the kingdom. In the entire kingdom. Maybe even the continent. No one of importance would object. My father? When a man spends years upon years shirking his duty, his words mean nothing, less than nothing. No one respects him. I doubt anyone would shed a tear were he to pass tomorrow. So, if I want you as my consort, you will be my consort. Not even father can stand before that. Especially not with your standing. Are you crying? Oh no, dear heart. Shh. It's okay. It's okay. Hey, look at me. Yeah? Just... Oh God, you're so beautiful. There's no need for that. Dry your eyes. Please, I can't bear to see you cry. Yes, I am very serious. I want to share my life with you. I have no doubts about it now. No, you really will be the greatest consort to ever live. They will write our stories in the stars. I know it. I know it with all my heart. But we do need to keep this kingdom alive to have that future. I know we can survive. As long as we are together, we can make it happen. I won't let our future together be destroyed. Now, that plan you spoke of earlier, before we, lost ourselves, I think I may have a way to make it work.